1 week before the Abbey Center's scheduled closing, Brandy Anderson came to pack up a van with her mother's belongings, destined for the nearby Penn Center.
It was nice to know she was here. I felt like this was probably the safest place for her, and my mom just wasn't like a number or a resident, you know, she was a person here.
Abbey staff had 2 months to find placements for their residents in facilities around the state. Anderson says her mother will be separated from the friends she made during her time here.
That's what I saw when I walked through the halls today. I haven't been down here in a couple months, and a lot of them were hanging their heads, and it seemed like it was just sad.
Mental health services are undergoing a major restructuring in Iowa, and officials at Abbey say it's played a partial role in the center's sudden closure.
I don't know that anybody thought that by redesigning the mental health system that facilities like this would close.
That's Dan Strelner, president of Abbey Incorporated, which runs the Abbey Center. He says as mental health services transition to a regional model, it's not yet clear how that will work.
So there's still a lot of uncertainty in regionalization about what regions are going to pay for services and what they're not. We actually used all the reserves at Abbey Care over the last 18 months, 18 to 24 months actually, to continue operations, thinking that the whole regionalization process would help determine where RCFs fit, but that still hasn't been decided.
RCF stands for Residential Care Facility, such as the Abbey Center. Strelner says the center had hoped to slowly downsize to fit the state's new funding model. Strelner says they didn't have the funds for that after Governor Terry Branstad's veto of $13 million for county-based mental health services. Strelner says Abbey's financial difficulties began 2 years ago, when budget woes forced Linn County to begin to refer fewer patients to their facility.
Then those referrals went down to 1 a month from 15, which means a much smaller daily census and a loss financially that we just couldn't recover from.
Michelle Daunt is the director of Linn County's Mental Health and Developmental Disability Services. Her office makes those referrals. She says moving to a model that includes smaller, community-based homes is better for patients in the long run.
A lot of it is the fear of moving in the first place. But once somebody has moved, it does not take long at all for that adjustment to occur. But when they actually make that move, it has been such a success.
And Daunt says she doesn't believe mental health redesign played a role in the Abbey Center closing, since the reorganization has only just begun.
You have these moments where, you know, suddenly, you know, the whole closing hits you. And
in an office filled with moving boxes, the Abbey Center's activity coordinator, Rich Keenan, looks through old photographs from his 32 years of working here, camping trips, outings, and holiday celebrations.
We really work to have a quality program here. And so hopefully, you know, we were kind of a model of treatment to other people.
Keenan says in the past 2 months, he's spent a lot of time reassuring clients that they'll be cared for in their new residences. At the same time, he and the other staff, including his wife, have been looking for work. Keenan says he's reassuring himself that he'll be okay, too. In Linn County, I'm Derry Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.